This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 3rd, 2021. We're in hour two of the program. Going to take phone calls all this hour, 512-248-8252. We've got Art, Daniel, and Tony coming up. Let's go ahead and play. This is just a portion of the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock tribute to Rick Adams, Sam.
And today I'm joined by Art from Philly and Joe Church for a tribute show to our dear friend Rick Adams. Art was Rick's longtime co-host on RBN's Rick Adams Uncensored, and Joe was one of Rick's closest friends who was a regular contributor to his show. So, Joe, are you with me?
Yes, Andrew. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
I'd like to start off by saying, Andrew, that the 17 years that I became associated with Rick were some of the finest of my life. And Rick was a man who was able to bridge the political, the religious, the economic and the educational systems of the country and the world in such a way that I've never seen anybody do it. So I'd like to quote some scriptures today that show who I think Rick was as an individual and how important he was to me. And I'd first like to say that over in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, especially verse 6 and 7, this talks about the Creator in the older years, how the members of the body start to deteriorate, and then the ultimate change from the physical back to the spiritual body. And verse 6 and 7 goes like this: "And ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern." The silver cord in this verse is the umbilical cord between the physical body and the inner man, the spiritual body that is within us. You have two bodies, a celestial inner man and a terrestrial flesh man. When that silver cord is broken, the inner man does this in verse 7: "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, as we were created from the earth, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Immediately, when that silver cord is broken, that inner man is released and returns immediately to the Heavenly Father. That is where Rick Adams is right at this moment.
Thank you so much,
also,
Joe.
Also, Rick to me was a firebrand in this earth. I used to always kid around and tell him, I said, "Rick, you're the only game in town." He says, "And I found you." And he used to laugh, and he made me laugh. He'd say some things back. But the second verse I'd like to quote is Psalm 104. And he was a firebrand plucked out of the fire. Psalm 104, verse 1. I'm going to read 1 through 4. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light. as with a garment, and stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain. Well, it was beautiful. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, the spirit, the ruach, who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. Rick was that flaming fire, Bran.
Thank you, Joe. And Art, anything else you want to say, Joe, before we go to Art?
No, I'll continue later, Andrew.
Thank you. So, Art, of course, you were on with Rick more often than not as a co-host. Can you tell us any?
All right. There you go. I wanted to play that. Rick will be missed. We're going to go to the phones, taking phone calls the rest of the broadcast, 512-248-8252. Art in Georgia. Then we got Daryl, Tony, and Bubba Scott coming up. Art, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Oh, been a while since we talked, Farron. Well, you know, things are just getting absolutely off the wall, insane, stupid level crazy. Here in Georgia, we just passed one of the most extensive voter voter rights laws in our history. Before COVID, there was no such thing as these drop-off boxes. During last year's election, they had unsanctioned drop-off boxes all over the state. In this new law that just got passed, the Republican side said, okay, let's do drop-off boxes, but instead of having them sitting outside where they're unprotected, exposed to any number of nefarious activities, we'll put them in areas where they can be monitored, watched, protected, and prevented from being tampered with. Well, the difference is these are sanctioned boxes that are going to be protected. So you can do your little drop-off box and not have to worry about going to the polls. There's a whole lot of other things. There's been expanded voter ID law, voter ID policies put in place, a whole number of things to make it easier for people to vote. Yet we're being told this is Jim Crow on steroids. I'm sorry, in what reality are we living?
I know, Art. It is total insanity. I mean, what is your opinion on how they have been able to take this COVID and then just really evaporate, especially if they get HR1 passed, just totally evaporate any kind of credible ability to have faith in the system of voting in America anymore?
From the people I'm talking to, nobody has any faith in the system anymore. And, you know, yeah, we can put a lot of this on the whole beginning of the COVID, because they have used this COVID as the excuse for what, probably 90% of all the level, all of the stupid that they've done. And here's another thing. I want to be a little off the topic here. Here's something I just happened to think of. Go back and look at Donald Trump's term. How many mass shootings did we have during Donald Trump's 4 years? We had an average of one per year. We have already had 20-something mass shootings just since January. Now all of a sudden the anti-gun rhetoric starts again. Folks, are you seeing a pattern? This is it. This is it. We are now in the final stages of the fight for America. If we lose, if we do not take back some semblance of control in 2020, kiss it goodbye.
I mean, it is that serious.
COVID,
I mean,
It just,
go ahead, Art.
The COVID was the catalyst. The COVID was the catalyst to get all of this started. I don't know what we can do to stop this. I really don't. They are on a freight train. I mean, just look what Biden did in the first 6 weeks. He literally dismantled everything that Trump had put in place. Not that I'm a big Trump fan, but he literally, Biden literally, completely did away with everything. Look at the stay in Mexico policy and other things as far as the border goes. And I'm sorry, AOC, how the hell did this woman get elected? She equates the word surge with insurgency? What? Fahrenheitis? Oh, can I take the blue pill?
Yeah, I heard that interview, and it's, I mean, we have got lunatics in charge in the country now. I mean, Joe Biden is just, it's surreal to see what, and really, when you think about what we're going to see coming in the future, this COVID is never going to end. It's going to be booster shots, more shots, fourth wave, fifth wave, lockdown, unlock.
Oh, yeah. And you talk about the COVID. Here's another thing, Farron, I just happened to think of, and then I'm going to get off and let you, because I know you're going to have other callers calling in if you ain't already got a live starting up. This COVID keeps mutating. Right now, they only have three shots. They have the Pfizer, the Moderna, and then I think there's another one in, like, right on the edge of being welcomed into this family of lunacy. But they're telling us that the current vaccines are ineffective against the mutated strains. Folks, are you going to, every time there's a new mutated strain and every time they come up with a new vaccine, are you going to run down and take it? This is, Farron, this is never going to end. It's never going to end. And here's the thing. You go down, you get the vaccine. If you're already infected with the virus and it mutates, it has to be in a human body to mutate. So if you're already infected and it's mutating while you get the shot, I'm sorry.
And the people that get vaccinated
have to continue to wear a mask. Have to continue to wear a mask because they're not sure if vaccinated people will be able to still infect someone. It's very help. Anyway, great talking with you again.
Hey, thank you, Art. It's been a good while. I was thinking about you this morning, actually. And, you know, they're saying that people that's vaccinated can make unvaccinated people sick. And then what they're going to do is they're going to blame everybody that refused to get the vaccine on the fifth wave or fourth wave or whatever the hell they have conjured up to be next will be the target. All right. Thanks for the phone call. Good to hear from you, Art. It has been a while. We're going to Daryl in Canada next. Daryl, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hi, Farron. How you doing? This is Daniel from British Columbia. I actually miss Daryl from Canada. I haven't heard him for a while, but I'm not him.
Me either. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they got him. Who knows? haven't called in a while. I did hear a broadcast yesterday on RBN from... his name is Richard Carey from Beyond the Official Narrative show. And in the first 5 minutes, he plays a clip that's about 25 minutes long. And I don't know if you've heard it. I know a lot of people probably haven't heard it yet. And it's a little documentary. And he takes the audio from it, obviously, because it's on RBN. And it's a bunch of British doctors. And they're all saying, hey, this whole thing's a scam. It's pre-planned. The vaccines are untested. They're unsafe. There is no such thing as COVID-19. It's just, it's all made up. So I had an idea, because I know a lot of your listeners, you know, they want to do something, you know, maybe not at the level of Tony from Chicago hanging out with a sign. But what you can do is download these videos in the MP3 form and just play the audio through your car Bluetooth and just park right outside these death jab centers and just crank the the crap out of it, you know, and just pretend you're listening to the radio or whatever. Because you got a bunch of British-sounding doctors saying this is a complete hoax. And, you know, I think that's going to be an effective thing to do. You know, I thought that's one good idea. Because not everyone has the cojones that Tony from Chicago does. And another thing I wanted to mention was this Dr. Theresa Tam that you had played earlier. She's the head of Health Canada, and she's talking about roadblocks and bracelets and putting people in detention centers in Canada. I mean, that's some scary stuff. But if you take a look at this woman, she's not a woman. She's a dude. So here's another example of them just rubbing it in our faces. Like, you know, what are you going to do about it?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I just think Theresa Tam, yeah, she's Asian, and anyways, I don't want to go down that road because, you know, like, who's behind pushing all that. another thing I wanted to mention real quick, let you get on to your next caller. You had mentioned on your show this Q phenomena being similar to in the 1920s during the Bolshevik Revolution. There was a similar sort of psyop that it was kind of like, you know, don't worry, all the patriots, we've got a secret plan, we're working on it. And I was just thinking, like, since I've heard your broadcast of that, a lot of other RBN hosts, they're still talking about Q, and I'm thinking, like, it's almost like one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing. So I just thought I'd remind people of that. We've seen this all before. This is a playbook. This is, this is the protocols of the elders of Zion being played out right in front of our eyes. And, we need to wake up. Like Tony from Chicago, this guy is inspiring. Like I've got a daughter, and, you know, I can't exactly, go out there with her and stuff. But, she's only four. But there's got to be something you could do. So download these videos in audio form, our speakers, and just drop and park outside of these things. So these people are lined up. They're going to be hearing these doctors one after another saying this is a complete hoax. You're being fooled. They're messing with your DNA. They're messing with your RNA. Untested experimental vaccines, and you're the guinea pig. And with that, I'll let you get on with your show. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, I did that story, and I mean, even the transgenderism and all of this was fomented in Germany in the 1920s, and it's really interesting. That's why, for those of you who've listened to this broadcast a long time, I never did any of that Q stuff. I didn't have any faith in that from the very beginning, but I was amazed that those that did, and I guess to each their own. Tony in Chicago. Tony, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Okay. Just a word about Rick Adams. I used to be, when I heard of his death, it really, really hit me how old I'm getting. I used to be a heavy caller to him, over 10 years ago when he was on during the week. Remember, he had a 5-day-a-week show. And it brought back memories of me and my, I don't know what it was, 9th or 10th story condo in South Florida, looking over downtown Fort Lauderdale, going out on my balcony, railing against the Jew. And little did I know, Jew could hear me from below. And I paid some big consequences for that in that condominium. I'm not going to get into any details because they're bad memories. But was really sorry to hear that his diabetes finally caught up with him. And I've strayed away from him because I just, even with my boring life, I don't have time to listen to him on Saturday. But anyway, 2 weeks. Am I still on?
Yes. Go ahead to break.
Okay. I'm going to get to. Yeah, well, hold me over the break. Two weeks ago.
We got music now, Tony, so just hang on.
Hold me over. Okay.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Back on the Alternative Media Parent in the studio taking your phone calls. We've got Tony in Chicago. Tony, the break got you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, to the point. 2 weekends ago, didn't do anything last weekend because I was just my personal life. But 2 weekends ago, I was in front of one of these max vaccination places in Tinley Park, Illinois. That's where long lost Father Francis of Stormfront Radio, which you really, you know, well, that's not even on that show anymore, where he got framed on a fake gun charge about, what, 15 years ago when the ARA smashed into his meeting. I was out in that area protesting. The bottom line, I witnessed the apocalypse of the white race, and it really didn't surprise me because these people are just total dumbed-down knuckleheads in this area. They're not the worst in the country, but they're close to the top of the worst, okay? And it was just an unending stream, okay? I had a video of them, the center. They're lined up around this convention center. It was just amazing. I couldn't believe it. It was just mind-boggling what I witnessed. These dumbed-down dopes going in there committing suicide. Can't put the video up because my camera does not do MP4. for, and I can't put it up on BitChute, and then, you know, that would transfer onto vaccinehoax.com. Anyway, it's mind-boggling what's going on. And I was in a mall a couple days ago with the girlfriend, and you know, no cops, no security at the front entrances or within the mall, okay, to force you to put a mask on. I had it under my chin the whole time. All these dopes are putting their mask on, even though it's minority white mall in a white neighborhood. It's, you know, heavily Arab, Mexican, and black, and with a few whites in a totally white area. It's amazing. Dopes are just doing what the YouTube is telling them to do. It's mind-boggling that this is happening in our society. I was in a Walmart with the mask underneath my chin, shopping with the girlfriend. She has asthma, and the security guard comes up and says, you know, yeah, friend, you got to put the mask on your face. And I said, oh, sorry, I have asthma. I can't breathe. And he said, okay. Now, you know, that's what just blows me away, why everybody just doesn't go into these stores. Put your mask under your chin. Tell them you have asthma. And you can't breathe, and they're not going to do anything. But everybody is brainwashed by the YouTube. Anyway, vaccine passports, it's an internal passport, and there's not a mass uprising over this, okay? We're doomed. We're gone. We're finished. Okay, that's an internal passport. Okay, this is out of Soviet Russia. I mean, the Republican Party, what you had, Rick DeSantis in Florida, which I just hope I can get back down to that state, okay, because there's going to be a resistance down there where there's not going to be up here. He did an executive order, and he's pushing for the state legislature, and then you have that, Rosemary, whatever, Greenbroad, she introduced him some bill, but the rest of the Judeo-Christian, Israel-loving scum of the earth filth in the Republican Party didn't do anything about it. Where's the clamor? This is an internal passport out of the Soviet Union. Wake up, people. You have to hit the streets. Okay? We're going into hardcore red terror. It's right there. They're telling you. And like I said, two people out of the Republican Party said something. It's because of this Judeo-Christianity. I'm sorry, this Israel-loving mental illness, okay, that has brought us to this point, and that's what brought us to this point. Anyway, that's about it. Glad you played Andrew Hitchcock. It's off of Eurofolk Radio, which is, you know, the main site of vaccinehoax.com. And, you know, when I start railing over these Judeo-Christians and their fake churches, there's no problem on the Eurofolk side, okay, because if you listen to Pastor Eli James, you know, he preaches that, you know, this whole TV preacher and this whole matrix, okay, that has controlled, has had such an effect on this country and transforms this country. It's nothing but the 666 beast. Okay, Kenneth Copeland, all these con artists on TV are railing for the vaccines. Okay, so that's just the proof. Even Rick Wilde says they're all Freemasons. So that's a mainstream pastor. He's railing against them too. But this is, in my opinion, a huge part of why we're at where we're at. And I thank you for the phone call. I'll be going out to another vaccine center right now, taking a shower. I'm getting out there for a couple hours. You have to start something up or we're doomed, okay? Appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I believe it was on John's show last night where he was discussing that Franklin Graham was pushing the vaccine. I don't know that personally, but I'm sure if John said that, it's true. And it's just incredible. All right, we got Bubba Scott in Colorado, Bruce, Mike, and Michael in New York coming up. Go get everybody on. Go ahead, Bubba. The break's going to get you, but I'll hold you over.
Okay, good job. Bubba Scout Rev, Colorado, official business, United States of America. We're not the people of America. We're the government of the United States, first state of Colorado. We call it Queer Laredo. Well, the governor is married to a man. But anyway, the real story is what you were saying. You don't want internal checkpoints. They got death rays now. We're a military jurisdiction. We're at the top level of the Pentagon. I want everybody to never shut up about us, which Republic Broadcasting Network, they're trying to say, we want to join you. They had someone on that V show. He kept shooting his mouth. You can't join us, you idiots. We're witnesses for the prosecution against the state of Colorado. It's going to be held in military jurisdiction. It's called a court-martial. I'll come back and tell you how you could join us and give you the right things to do. Okay?
All right. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. We got Bubba Scott from Colorado, Bruce, Mike, Michael in New York, and Tom coming up. Brett, got you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, still Bubba Scott, Rep. First team for the Pentagon. There's three of us. Three of us. You know, count them. One team. The triple threat from Texas. We're in Colorado. We didn't know each other in Texas. And we don't. We live two separate residents, Lakewood, Colorado. But we got visited by the Protective Intelligence Branch of General Milley, Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, official business, United States of America. We're going to war until every stinking 911 bastard is in hell. That's going to stop this. We're not going to cover our nose about it. The federal agent down Colorado Springs told them, stay the hell away from us. Anyone connected to the Justice Department down to the 911. And we're talking about the fire freak. We call them a lot of names, and the ambulance drivers, the doctors in the hospitals falsifying death certificates, over it. The whole thing's over. We're done with this. And we're all on welfare. We're not doing a damn thing. We're signed to the Secretary of Defense, U.S. Public Law 109-364, Section 1076, immediate use of force. We're going to military quarantine the state. We're going after them. They want to fight. We're bringing the store. And this is, we call them the government intruder, no intelligence, the guinea, the moron, the low life. These are murderers, thieves, drug addicts. Anyone who's for them, you're the enemy, okay? They're United Nations proxies. You're facing it every day. They're going to do the lockdowns. They're going to come to your buildings and say you ain't took your shot. Or you get us to do our job, and we'll give them the shots. We're going to be surrounding them. M1 tanks, AC-130 gunships, and the greatest weapon ever developed, the incinerator, the death ray. We got it. We talked to Admiral, it's General Raymond over Space Force. It's the Shriver Air Force down by Cheyenne Mountain. We harassed 50th Space Force because we got federal agents calling us Fort Rucker, Alabama. How they got my number, I don't know. But anyway, he says, they're on our side. We're going to use the most killing machines we can. Every guinea, dead. Got it? We're not violent. We're barbaric. And that's, I get on a program where they supposedly let you talk to that V-man, and he's telling you, well, you're violent. Oh, you're for the Pentagon. No, they're supposed to be for us. It's on their brass buttons. They keep asking me to call all the military. Who's us? I said, look at your brass button, moron. That's us. United States of America in big letters. It's even on your Federal Reserve notes. It's there. It says, in God we trust. So we like those notes. You know, they might be fraudulent, but they have in God we trust. They don't have that on your credit cards. So we're going after them. That's the wrath of the Almighty until every stinking member of 911 is dead and everyone who likes them, dead. And we're sick of the two-faced way a lot of these so-called Patriots act. They're talking
all right,
about guns.
All right, Bubba. Well, I'm going to have to move on to get everybody on, but I appreciate your phone call, and I appreciate your passion. All right, Bruce in Texas, then we got Mike, Michael, and Tom coming up. Bruce, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah, real quick, Tammy Duckworth. What's her claim to fame? She got shot down. I mean, yeah, she was doing her mission, but just like John McCain, you know, they take these people and they use their military service as, there's thousands of military veterans who've been maimed and injured, you know, performing a mission that was kind of questionable in the first place. What gives her the right to force her diversion on everybody, you know? It's just a tickling, but that's not the reason I'm calling. Maybe Tom can hit that out. The Starlink thing, are you familiar with it? Starlink by SpaceX, the surveillance, I mean, just the 5G. 42,000 satellites going to be put in low Earth orbit. I was looking into that, and where they were developed in Redmond, Washington. If you look at Redmond, Washington, that's home base where Microsoft, too. Okay, who runs Microsoft? Bill Gates. Okay, and he's been tied up with the CIA from the get-go. And so you got the Starlink thing, produced, developed in Redmond, Washington. They're going to have these things all over, 42,000 satellites in low Earth orbit. And then there's the controversy of the coronavirus and RNA manipulation, DNA. And then you got the chemtrails are kicking up again like crazy. You know, yesterday the sky was blanketed with these things. I counted four aircraft flying back and forth all day, laying down this carpet of nano aluminum. There's got to be something to it. If I don't know if you take the quest or not, but revisit the lyrics to Electric Eye, Judas Priest, maybe use that as a bumper one day. But I know we're short on time. I'll let the next callers come on. It's just concerning to me. I've never really been into that conspiracy theory, quote unquote, but it's looking more and more concerning. And that's all I got there. I don't know if you want to address it.
Well, thanks for the phone call. I'm going to go ahead and let everybody get on because time is running short, but I do appreciate it. Mike in Arizona, then Michael, Tom, and Dave in Michigan. Mike, go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. You know, Farron, I like your broadcast because you talk about the news that nobody else seems to talk about. And I have an article that I haven't heard anybody to talk about. There's a former congressman down in Honduras. He's the brother of the current president of Honduras. He was arrested in Miami in 2018. He was found guilty in October of 2019. And he was just sentenced on Tuesday to life in prison plus 30 years. His name is Tony Hernandez, for importing tons of cocaine, bribing officials, and being part of at least two murders. Now, it's odd that this is a federal trial here in the United States, and we hear absolutely nothing about it anywhere. But we can hear all about the blow-by-blow on George Floyd and who testified and everything like that. So just like to pass that little piece of information, it's just a prime example of what the news media, what they select to report. And it's their crafting the narrative and steering us to look over in certain directions. And this border's wide open. And here you've got a prime example of somebody pretty high up in the Honduran government. And we hear absolutely nothing about it. And that's all I have. Thank you.
I was not aware of that story at all about the congressman. I'm going to look into that. That is amazing. But, you know, that is just – that is an example of – how the media picks and chooses, and then that is what the American people, for the most part, not RBN listeners, but the normies of America digest the news. That's the George Floyd is just such an example of how the news media was able to fan that flame and create that hysteria. It's really, if you really think about it, it's frightening that the news media has this vast of a control over this society, and you know, Facebook and the tech giants too. It's incredible. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir.
But thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. We'll go to Michael in New York. Tom and Dave coming up. I believe we're going to get everybody on. Michael, how you doing? Sorry that I missed you 2 weeks ago.
Hello. Good morning, sir. I'm doing well, sir. Hope all is well with you. You know, the media, yeah, they fan the flames, but the flames are, or the fire was already pre-planned on all these incidents, and then they send out their paid shills to do the rioting, the protesting, and then the media, the Zionist Christ killer media, then sells it to the sheeple that are dumb enough to watch them, that this is a organic protest, right? That it was just spontaneous. So got to consider all that as well. Regarding the satellites going up, yes, that's a fact. And technically, they're calling it Sky-Fi. They're going to transition Wi-Fi to Sky-Fi. That's what's coming. Think of Skynet from that Terminator movie. And this will, with their 5G, which will keep evolving 6G and higher up, to tighten up that total electronic surveillance system globally. Pretty amazing. And if that's not an indicator of the sign of the times. Regarding, you know, the fourth wave, I keep thinking Fourth Reich for some reason. And not only is it very, where are your papers, Bolshevik, but it's also very Nazi, isn't it? Where are your papers? I mean, you know, what's the difference? Like I've always said for years, right? There is none. And so here you have it. The Patriot in Canada with that tranny Tam doctor up there. Yeah, you look at a photo of that guy, and that's got to be a guy. If that isn't a guy, then the Chinese, technically that person's from Hong Kong, apparently. And if that's really a woman, the Chinese don't need, if they all look like that or allow them to, they don't need a one-child policy because you're not going near that, okay? And I just want to rub that into that foreign UN rep up there, you poor Canadian, Scott, but don't feel, you know, we got them here too, so I'm well aware of that. And that's another effect is, you see, they're bringing in all these foreigners into our Western countries, making us, at least the sheeple, making them believe they're one of us. You know, they're into freedom, they're really a Westerner, and all that nonsense. That Tam, like plenty in our government, are all foreign agents or domestic enemies. And I just wanted to also say, regarding Rick Adams, God bless his soul, going to miss him. He was a great guy, always very considerate with me calling in. And but curiously, regarding his death, a friend, a patriot up in Massachusetts who's probably listening, John, he went to the funeral. And last I spoke with him the other day, the family doesn't know the cause of death. and it was a closed casket. So if anyone listening can shed more light on what happened to Rick, that'd be appreciated. And I just want to say, Farron, also, if I could speak with you after the show at some time at your convenience for about 10 minutes, because there's something I want to cover with your audience, but it's going to take 5 to 10 minutes minimum to present it all. And then when you hear it all, you're going to say, oh, yeah, got it. And so if you could, at your convenience, give me a call, and I'll present to you what it is that I'd like to share with your audience. And once you hear what I got to say, you'll say, yeah, Michael, that's obvious, and yet nobody's ever presented it like that. And other than that, Farron, I wish you a great day. God bless the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Hang all traitors and domestic enemies. Hang them high and hang them fast.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'll give you a call. We're going to Tom in Utah, Dave in Michigan. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Morning, friend. I had a friend, an RBN friend, called me from Canada. She was suggesting that I give advice to people who've had the vaccines. Of course, that takes a little bit of time, so I just encourage people to go to Gassing America and call me if they have anybody that they're worried about that has taken the vaccines already, at least to minimize the consequences. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you also, of all the places on the planet that is surveilled with security cameras and microphones, it's D.C. Mall. My experience, I don't know if you've heard me refer to that before. Fran Drescher, the nanny, ran into me in D.C., and of course, everybody in security would be watching that gorgeous lady, right? I came into the frame, and from that point on, I was treated like a diplomat of royalty because they realized that I was somehow a friend or connected to Fran Drescher. So I can tell you that there's no way that anything can happen in D.C. that is not, how to say, instantly observed by a like a room full of people, like a air traffic control center. I don't know if anybody's had that experience of working with air traffic control, which I did in the Air National Guard. But there's a room full of bodies watching these screens with cameras covering every nook and corner of D.C. Mall downtown. So there's no way you can have any untoward behavior or even any untoward discussion, because they have shotgun microphones that they can aim and listen in on a person on the mall. I found that out in 2005. Through seven, when I would be back there every winter for a couple of months, and my senator representative was working with me on this family rights problem back in that time, said, we cannot have any discussion of anything sensitive anywhere within the office complex or the mall. So when anybody says they planted bombs in the night or pipe bombs, I kind of laugh, say, everything is observed, everything. So, Pentagon, the Senate and representatives' offices, as well as the Capitol and the White House. It is the most observed area on the planet, believe me. So nothing could have happened without them being instantly aware of a problem.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, Tom. I don't doubt that. Anything else you'd like to add? The break's fixing to come up, and we're going to try to get Dave and maybe Mark on. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Dave in Michigan, the break might get you. I'll hold you over, Mark. We're going to try to get to you. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you, Farron. Great call, as always. Rick Adams was a great man. And Art in Georgia was spot on. We are running out of time, people. National-Assembly.net. Everybody's got to go to the website, National-Assembly.net, or go to 3141united.com. There's 3,141 counties in America. We have to settle all of our counties. We have to assemble. We the people. We are the government. We can't allow these morons to keep killing us and to keep forcing this agenda down our throats. We are doing it. Last week, we had 30 states. The week before, we had 32 states. Those 32 states on our National Assembly call every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern are assembling in their counties and their states. We've got 32 states that right now are forming assemblies. There's only 50 states, people. Once we have two-thirds majority, we start making noise, and these people are going to listen. That they have to, constitutionally, the military works for the people. They don't want to work for these scumbag, lying, cheating thieves of the world. They want to work for us, we the people. Go to national-assembly.net. There's forums. That's a great website. Go to the click on the welcome button. There's only 10 steps to forming an assembly in your county and in your state. There's Red Beckman videos. Click on the Red Beckman videos, and it'll explain perfectly why you want to be an assembly person in, you know, involved in this movement. So Red Beckman was murdered by the system, and you know what? He was a great patriot, and as well as everyone on this call, on this show, on this network.
Thank you so much, Gabe. Thank you. I got music. We'll come back with Mark in Florida. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, taking your phone calls. Mark in Florida, looks like you'll be the last phone call. We've got about 4 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead. Do we have Mark?
Ah, there we go. There's the beep. Thanks, Farron, for letting me in. I just wanted to be fast. The state assemblies is something to look into. But just recognize, and I know I'm speaking to the choir, that everybody wearing a mask, your baseball coach, your football coach, your school teacher, your council, your mayor, everybody, the police officers, the judges, the attorneys, everybody wearing a mask has access to the information of why not to. They have access on the fraud of COVID-19, and they ignore it. They are imbeciles. Stay away from them and seek office and run against everybody. Just be that thorn in their side and run against them, because if you look around you, those are the imbeciles, and they are a danger to your freedom. They are advocating slavery while denying slavery. They claim Hitler was a bad guy, yet they will beat you to death over a mask. Like Hitler was a bad guy compared to this is insanity. All these people wearing a mask that have access to the truth are imbeciles or intentional liars and thieves. And be aware of them and expose them to their face. And that's all I have, Farron. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. You know, it is incredible. You know, I played the clip a few weeks ago, or however long, I don't know, where Fauci about a year ago was saying don't wear a mask. And, you know, it was a couple of weeks ago when Michael from New York was on, and we were talking about how vast this conspiracy has to be. I mean, it's really incredible. And I know I talked about it in the first hour. We're in, I believe it was Belgium. There was water cannoning the people for gathering in a park. I mean, and of course, we all know about, you know, opening your beauty shop and the police coming and arresting you. People's committed suicide over this tyranny. And then, of course, the business crushing effect that it has had. I mean, it is. But, you know, I'm an eternal optimist. And maybe, you know, the last year has had an effect on everybody in different ways. And I feel you probably would agree. But this situation, where for years and years and years and years and years doing this broadcast, I was very optimistic. You know, we've got to get the information out. We've got to get people to understand things are wrong. Did a show 10 years ago about how voting machines could be rigged and played audio from congressional hearings, and people didn't believe it. I had a gentleman call me about a month ago, and he said, you know, I listened to that broadcast you did. I was on at night then, and he said, I thought that was the most insane thing I'd heard anybody say. The voting machines could easily be rigged. Obviously, he don't listen to any kind of Patriot Radio. But now, it's like one of you guys said earlier, they're rubbing our face right in it. Well, guys, I don't feel like I did that great a job today. I'm totally exhausted. Maybe on next week, and I may not. I don't know where it's going to go. But anyway, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them a bullets first. And God help us all.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.